On the line, I have Kieran McKinney from Asian Opportunity. Good afternoon, Kieran. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Okay, before we talk about actually what you're looking for people to do, give us a little, just a little bit for maybe somebody out there hasn't heard of Asian Opportunity and the great work that you do.
Okay, well, I mean, Asian Opportunity is a national older people's organisation, and what we do is we aim to inspire people to live healthy and fulfilling lives as we age. So our strapline is life is for living. And we have programs that provide opportunities for people to get involved in arts and culture, in education and lifelong learning, and sports and physical activity. And these programs take place all over the country. Mm-hmm. So if anybody wants to get any further information, our telephone number is Dublin. It's 01-805-7709. And our website is ageandopportunity.ie.
Okay, yeah, because people don't realise, I mean, there's a lot of people, their life is their work, and if they're not married or their partner has died or whatever the situation may be, that people are inclined to isolate themselves. And that's why Asian Opportunity has been great over the years for giving inspiration and incentives indeed to older people.
And thank you, and you're so right, and I think it's particularly the case for men, that very often when men retire, their whole social life gets changed as well, because men are often less connected in their local community and probably more often have, you know, socializing things as well that are associated with work. And so these are just ways in which you can reconnect or get connected for the first time with your own locality, get to know other people and get to doing things that are enjoyable as well as being, you know, health giving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now what you're looking for at the moment is you want people over 55. It's some stories. Now, the great thing about this for me is that there's been a lot of it's been lost a little bit, the art of storytelling, due to the innovation of television and also the multimedia and computers and all that, people don't sit around and tell stories the way they used to.
You know, I think you're right, and like, we very often use the word stories, and because we think that through stories you get to see the richness of life, and we also can, like, not only just pass on information, but we can excite each other and we can inspire each other. And this publication is to celebrate our 25th anniversary, and we want it to be full of stories that are going to inspire other people. So if you feel that part of your life, or indeed somebody else's life, could be inspiring to other people, we're just saying get in touch with us. Now, if you want to write it yourself, we would ask that you write no more than 800 words, and you can send it to us. My colleague Sabina Vasek is the person who's looking after collecting these. Now, her email is, it's Sabina, S-A-B-I-N-A, and then it's .WASIK, Sabina Vasek, at ageandopportunity.ie. But equally, you could just phone us, and again, the number is 01-805-7709, and we can take your story down over the phone, or you could phone us to say, actually, it's not me you need to be talking to, but my friend or my neighbour, mm-hmm. or, you know, my sister or whatever, and here's their telephone number, and we'll take it from there. Mm-hmm. But essentially, we're looking for, you know, the lives of people and their individual stories that we feel will inspire other people.
And it doesn't matter to an extent. I mean, even if you embellish them a little bit to make them exciting, it doesn't really matter as long as it's a good story.
Well, we'd rather that it was like truth. Do you know what I mean?
I know, so, but you know what I mean. You know. Everyone exaggerates.
Well, okay, I'm going to just not comment on that.
Tell your own,
we're not inviting people to tell us a pack of lies. No.
I mean, for instance, I was talking to some people at a great photographic exhibition in Pier Street in the Flats, and they were talking about the way things were, like back in the 40s and 50s and stuff like that. They were saying how wonderful the community was, which is true as well, but they were sort of saying like the middle of the Flats was, and probably true as well, like an open air creche. The kids were just sent out and they all just played around the square.
Yeah.
But you know, sort of someone getting a clip in the ear and all like that sort of carry on, you know. But these are the bones of the stories that have been lost over the years. You know, even in 20 years, the way things have changed so quickly.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, like, I certainly, like, I'm only in my 50s, and I remember when I was in school still seeing cattle being driven down the street, you know, because there was, a slaughter yard or whatever just beside the school, just off Camden Street. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you just wouldn't see stuff like that now, you know, or you know, the amazing characters that used to hang around the city centre and stuff, and you know, we all walked everywhere and stuff, and you know, like I even remember as a student, I mean, most of the places I lived in, we didn't have a phone. Mm-hmm. You were lucky if there was a call box in the hallway, you know, so it really has moved in terms of communication and the way we're in touch with each other and stuff.
Yeah, and initially the way I mentioned about people getting involved and not isolating themselves, is it still harder for men to come into the fold, as you might say?
I think there is a particular issue for a lot of men, and you know, we're a little bit concerned that quite often we hear of social isolation among older men, and it seems to be less so among older women. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I think mm-hmm. there are also, I think there probably are plenty of older women who are also socially isolated, but it does seem to be more of an issue with men. They seem to not have the same connections, perhaps, you know, in their communities, so they end up perhaps just being in you know, in far less contact with other people.
Mm-hmm. And now you've worked in lots of other agencies, Eamon, so I don't know if you can answer this or not, but to the extent when you talk about that, is it an Irish thing, or does it seem like worldwide, European-wide? I mean, you've worked in London.
Social isolation.
Yeah, but for men, are they that reluctant all over?
Okay, that bit I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I would say it's not just an Irish thing. And okay. I also think that, you know, in Ireland, it's not as bad as in other countries. And
okay.
We've just scored 12th place in the Age Watch Global study, and one of the things that Ireland scored particularly high on was levels of social connection and communication and stuff. So we are ahead of other countries in this, but at the same time, it's still, you know, that we are aware of the fact that there are still, you know, people who are not connected, and we'd like to encourage them to become more connected.
Yeah, I imagine that, I mean, the new talk now, like 60 is the new 40, 70 is the new 50, and
yeah.
this sort of talk, and the outlet that to say Age and Opportunity and other agencies like you give people a chance and an opportunity to be able to express that, to be able to get into innovative ideas they might have, because they seem to bounce around a lot more than they ever did before. Maybe that was a kind of oppression, I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, I think one of the things we should remember is that when somebody reaches the age of 65 or 66 now, there's a very good chance that they're going to live for another 20 or 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite a lot of time. And our message is use this time to, you know, as the best you can, you know, make it as enjoyable a time as possible, make it as fulfilling a time as possible. And we're there to help you do that.
Mm-hmm. And that's the great thing. That's what I was saying. That's the great thing about it, that you have an outlet, at
yes.
least. Yeah. Because a lot of people might be living some, you know, in smaller villages and rural villages, but you can always make their way around. And you give them the incentive of reading up your website or
yeah.
hearing about you. They can say, well, if they can do that in the city, we can do that where we are. So they can sort of...
Absolutely. And could I just also, I forgot to say that the deadline for sending in stories at the moment is the 18th of October.
The 18th
so
of October.
So it's 2 weeks. So we just like, you know, if you think it's a good idea, like actually try and get it done sooner rather than later, because, you know, because of the whole nature of producing a book and stuff, we have a whole pile of deadlines in terms of copy deadlines and print deadlines and stuff. So we would need to be getting the stories in by the 18th of October.
Oh, is there any particular duration on the stories that they must be? A length of time or...
No, we're just saying if you think that this is an inspiring enough story, send it to us, and the most inspiring ones are the ones we'll use.
Okay, and they'll be all going into a book?
Yes.
Okay, well, give us all the details again before I let you go, Eamon, on what people, or Ciarán,
sure.
what people should do.
Okay, thank you. So, I'd like, so firstly, you can phone us with your story if you want to, and our line, it's Dublin number, it's 01805-7709. And just literally phone and say you want to speak to Sabina about a story for the book.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can email your story to Sabina Vasik, I'm sorry, that's sabina.wasik@ageandopportunity.ie.
Okay, ageandopportunity.ie.
Yeah.
I'll give all
yeah.
them details there again. Listen, Ciarán, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Same to you. Bye.